Hello, my name is Carson Kraft. Welcome to my podcast. Today we will be comparing and contrasting the most dangerous game and the sniper. First, let's start out by summarizing the most dangerous game. In the most dangerous game, Rainsford ends up on Shipwreck Island where Zaroff resides. He meets Ivan, General Zaroff's private bodyguard, and finds out quickly that General Zaroff has a obsession of hunting, not just of hunting animals, of hunting humans. He's made a game out of hunting humans on the island where he hunts and has 3 days to hunt the human. The humans are supplied by any humans washed up that are still alive that come to the island, or he purposely wrecks the ships of the humans. Now let's move on to the sniper. In the sniper, the main character, the sniper, as all we were given, is in a shooting match against unknown people from enemy descent. Many tricks are attempted, including one with a disguised innocent woman in the streets used as a spy. The sniper fires back with one of his own tricks, plays dead, then hops up and kills his final enemy, only to find out it was his brother after he turned over the body. This episode is sponsored by Kraft Lawn and Landscape and Kraft Law. Between the two stories, there are many things similar, such as the fighting going on. Tricks and mind games are also a big characteristic of both stories. For example, the trap crafted by Rainsford, meant to kill General Zaroff, killed actually Ivan instead. In the sniper, he plays dead to lure his enemy out of his hiding spot and shoots him. This is a perfect example of both story having different plots but still some similarities. Overall, I thought both of these stories were very good and left many questions for the reader to answer at the end. That about wraps it up. I'd like to thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope to see you next time.